Blog Talk Radio. Insights from the couch. Four statements that will diffuse any tense situation. All relationships, no matter how loving and kind and patient you may be with each other, face times with tension. It could be outside influences that have nothing to do with the two of you, or from time to time, there are going to be situations that creep up that neither of you agree on. And now what? Today, we're going to talk about communicating with your loved one. That entails much more than the ability to spew out a bunch of words to describe your thoughts and opinions. It requires listening to what your loved one is saying. And by that, I don't mean just hearing the words that are coming out of their mouth. I mean hearing the subtleties of what else is going on and how to respond to your loved one on that level. Hi, I'm Karen Weary-Cole, licensed marriage and family therapist of Insights Counseling Center, Inc. in Orange City, Florida. I've worked with individuals and couples for 20 years, and in that time have learned a lot about what works and what doesn't work. Relationships can be the source of some of the most wonderful things in life. Love, comfort, security, sex, friendship are just a few of the things that come to mind off the top of my head. They can certainly also be the source of much frustration, pain, heartache, and stress. Now, unless it's an abusive relationship involving power and control issues, it is possible to make some changes in your responses to your loved one that can turn an incident around, and rather than ending up in an argument, you help soothe your significant other. Imagine what that would be like. Being able to be the soft, warm place to land, which in turn will make your significant other to be kinder and more loving to you because you provide a safe and comfortable place to be him or herself. The first thing to keep in mind is that it has nothing to do with you. Really, anything that anybody says and does has nothing to do with you. It is each of us who is reacting from something in our past, and only traces of their upset has to do with you. There's a wonderful book called Irritating the One You Love by Dr. Jeff Auerbach, where he talks about the 30-70% rule, that only 30% of why you're getting upset or your partner is getting upset has to do with the current situation. The other 70% is old childhood or younger adult stuff that's getting triggered. An example is, you've told your significant other time and time again that you like to have the kitchen clean before going to bed so you can wake up to a clean kitchen and start the day without having to clean up first. And repeatedly, you wake up to a kitchen with dirty dishes in the sink and the counters not wiped off, so there are crumbs and splatter on the counters. You feel a surge of upset. You want to yell and let your partner know how disrespectful they are for expecting you to clean up after them. This individual may have had a parent who depended on them to take care of them in a role reversal parent-child relationship. This situation makes you feel used, and it aggravates the heck out of you. Imagine how it would feel to hear your partner say, "How can I help you?" and really mean it. As in, hear you out and then help however you ask them to help. It's one of those statements that immediately pokes a hole in the balloon and lets all of the air out, all of that angry air. You feel your body relax and your angry, hurt emotions soften. Why? Because the words evoke empathy, that the other person understands you and you're not alone. You are cared about. Anytime you are about to hear the following words slip out of your mouth, you never, you always, you should, stop. Stop before those words slip out of your mouth. They are guaranteed to ignite the situation from a conversation to a blow-up argument. Yeah, no fun at all. Breathe. What is the outcome you want to get from the interaction? If you're trying to win, you have already lost. When you live by a win-lose mindset, it's a competition, and you are not on the same page. As a couple, unless you're starting out and building on being in this together on the same team, then you're setting yourself up for a lot of frustration. Instead, use these words. I hear that you're frustrated about this. Tell me more about it. What you're doing here is putting yourself on hold for just a little bit and allowing your partner to explain themselves. When we move directly into reacting, we miss a lot. We don't allow the other person to speak and finish expressing their thoughts. I often find that once I get to this point, I realize that we're really on the same side and are arguing for no reason at all. And then I feel kind of silly and that I should have known better considering the fact that I'm a therapist. The point here is that it's easier said than done and that it takes years of practice. However, unless we are aware of what we can do, we don't know any better. I'm a big believer in amassing knowledge and putting that knowledge into practice. Action is what makes us grow into better, evolved people. When you're requesting an action, such as the other person tidy up after themselves, have more sex, help with the kids, how you word that will make a huge difference in how they receive it. We have to keep in mind that by coming out in attack mode will make the other person feel cornered and they will shut down and or retaliate by attacking you, and the conversation is over. So instead of saying, "Why don't you ever pick up after yourself?" or "Pick up your dang clothes already," say, "I long to spend more time with you, and when you leave your clothes in a pile on the floor, I get frustrated and don't feel loving towards you. I want to feel loving towards you, so when you clean up after yourself, I get so excited about the kind of partner you are to me, and I can't wait to spend time connecting with you again." Do you notice a difference in the two statements? One feels harsher and attacking, where the other is warm and open. It's much softer and easier to receive. So the four statements are the following. How can I help? I hear that you're frustrated about this. Tell me more about it. And I long to spend more time with you. Now it's your turn to go out there and experiment. What happens when you use these terms? Are you able to salvage the moment? Are you remembering to use the term, or are you getting upset and forgetting to use this new tool? It takes time to remember to keep calm enough to be able to express yourself in a new way. I remember this statement that my colleague, whom I affectionately also call my brother from another mother, said, "Relationships are not rational because they involve our emotions, and our emotions are not rational. Therefore, don't beat yourself up. I know you're really good at that." Just gently remind yourself to run this experiment. Next week, we'll talk about what to look for in the beginning of a new relationship that could be red flags that this is an abusive relationship that you're walking into. Until then, take care of yourself. And don't forget, experiment and have fun with it.